You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And in Cuento 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. And yes, indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to this morning's breakfast show. We have finished, haven't we? 3 weeks into the month of March. It is the 21st today, and a very good morning to each and every one of you. Right, let's take a look. We've got just a couple of things, a few things here relevant to the 21st of March, and that is in the world of entertainment. We're starting off in 1952 at the Moondog Coronation Ball. This was the first rock and roll stage show. It was held at the Cleveland Arena. 1963, Elliot Gould. He got married to Barbara Streisand. And last but not least for now, 1964, Judy Collins made her debut at New York City's where? Carnegie Hall.
Good morning, world.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
go, yes. That comes from the UK British band KLF, featured on their 1991 album, which is called The White Room. The song best known for its remake, though, that was the one that was released on the 25th of November of 1991 as a pop house single, subtitled Stand By The Jams. And Verses feature, of course, the vocals there. If you recognise her, that was country music singer Tammy Wynette. International hit for them, reached number 2 on both the UK singles chart and the US dance chart, number 11 on the Billboard Hot 100, hitting number 1 in 18 countries. What a brilliant track that is. I like the opening lines of that one this morning. I woke up this morning with an attitude. Looked at the headlines, put me in a real bad mood. How true can that be? The Eagles, of course, here on The Breakfast Show. I started, when I was talking about KLF, I got stuck with my 1991. I'm not the only people, you know. Some people get stuck with 19.
Going on. 19, 19, 19, 19, 19.
So it's called the 19. It's Paul Hardcastle there, and that was released as his first single. That was his fourth studio album, which was just called Paul Hardcastle. Song was obviously a strong anti-war message at the time, focusing on the United States' involvement in the Vietnam War. Right, time on the Breakfast Show. We are 15 minutes. I'll tell you what, we are 15 minutes, and that is after the hour of. Well, I hope it's after the hour of, I hope it's after the hour of 6 o'clock. So I guess it's about time to do this. There we go. Get you on your way to where it is you're going on this Monday morning. Nice and clean, all spruced up. What do we got for you? We got a little bit of Odyssey for you in the shower this morning. Use it up. Wear it out.
Thank you.
There they go, off in the shower this morning, Odyssey, and wear it up, wear it out. What do we have lined up for you for today? I'll tell you in a minute, but let's get you out of the shower and on your way to work. Here we go. Or wherever else it is you're going this morning, Monday morning, 21st of March, the time, keep your eye on the time, exactly 19 and a half minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. It's a Music Monday, as we like to do on Mondays, of course, start the week off easy. We've got a busy week, I tell you, this week. I'll tell you a bit more about that later on. But it is a Music Monday. We're checking in, of course, with Ingrid. And Yasmin will be here with us. We'll look at probably a couple of things on this day in music, born on this day. Apart from that, usual bits and pieces, we'll look at some of the local headlines in around about 10 minutes' time that we will look at in more detail at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. 7 o'clock, we'll take a look at some of the international news headlines this morning. 7:30, some of the business headlines in between. We'll look at the weather, which, looking out the studio window right now, it's rather cloudy. It's not very nice, is it? Okay, that's what we got lined up for you this morning. Plenty of great music, of course, going right through till 10 o'clock. According to John Cicada, it's just another day.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
One Night Love Affair from Bryan Adams. By the way, did you know he's got a brand new album out? Oh, almost new. It was released on the 11th of March this year. The album's called So Happy It Hurts, and we're going to be playing a little bit later on the title track from the album. And what I have heard so far, it's a good album.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And in Cuento 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's the dinner show that everybody's talking about, only at Emotions Dinner Theatre. Palomar's never seen anything like this. Just go to Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Don't miss this fascinating Las Vegas-style performance. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com. Shows that are going to take you around the world. Emotions Dinner Theatre.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely. Great to have you with us this morning. If you've just joined us, a very good morning to you. We are making our way to 27 and a half minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. Had to think for a minute. Had to think for longer than a minute most times. Let's start off with looking at some of the local news. The epidemiological report for yesterday, Sunday, highlighted good news in the last 24 hours. No deaths from COVID-19 have been reported in the country. According to the entity, this is the first report of this year without deaths from the new coronavirus. On the other hand, the number of accumulated deaths now remains at 8,156, lethality percentage of 1.1%. According to the Ministry of Health, in the last 24 hours, there were 193 new cases as a result of 5,416 tests. And that gives us a percentage, positivity percentage of 3.6%. In addition, active cases total 2,407, of which 2,297 are in home isolation and 110 people are hospitalized. Now, the group was in isolation. This is divided into 2,260 in their homes and 37 in the so-called hospital hotels. There are hospitalized 96 patients in the wards and 14 in the intensive care units. The decrease in COVID-19 cases is also being reflected in the number of patients admitted to the COVID hospital of the Social Security Fund, the CSS, located in the City of Health. According to a CSS report, as of March the 18th, there are less than 14 patients admitted with the disease after the figure exceeded 100 hospitalized by the end of January in the midst of the fourth wave of COVID-19. Now, regarding the decision to gradually lift the current restriction measures, Gonzalez confirmed that these decisions must be made depending on the behavior of the virus in other countries, which have already been done. In addition, as long as there is certainty that there will not be a new wave, the Ministry of Health will make the correct decisions. All right, that is according to Alex Gonzalez, the National Executive Director of the Health Services and Benefits of the CSS. Can we get rid of the masks, please? Thank you. Just thought I'd ask again. The National Immigration Service established a new procedure for the application of visas for domestic workers before entering the country. The provision was established in Resolution 2579 of the 10th of February and published in the Official Gazette. It was reported that the applicant must carry out the process through a legal representative, a lawyer. The resolution will be valid for foreigners who are in a nationality of a state that maintains a visa abolition agreement with Panama or does not require a visa. the resolution specified. It is reflected that in the case of a foreign or foreign citizens of nationalities that do require a visa to enter Panama, they must first obtain the approval of their visa to opt for their domestic worker permit. And yesterday, Sunday, marks 2 years since the enactment of the Official Gazette of Law 129 of 2020, which creates the private and unique system for registering final beneficiaries of legal persons. Now, the registry is a system that aims to facilitate access to information on final beneficiaries, that is, to know who are the people who control a company, and that if used properly, it would be a useful tool to investigate things like corruption, tax evasion, or money laundering. The next FATF evaluation, by the way, of Panama's progress will be announced in June. In February, at the first appointment of this year, 2022, the agency strongly urged Panama to advance in the execution of the action plan agreed in June of 2019 to address the deficiencies in the prevention of money laundering. The Ministry of Environment, Mi Ambiente, approved the management plan for the Cordillera de Coiba Protected Area, which was expanded in June of 2021 from 17,000 to 68,000 square kilometres. Now, this means that Panama meets in advance the goal of the 30x30 initiative of the Global Framework for Biological Diversity to protect 30% of the country's marine areas by 2030. Through resolution number 89 of the 3rd of March of this year, signed by Minister Melisiades Concepcion, fishing is completely prohibited in two-thirds of the protected area, and in the remaining third it allows only sustainable fishing, such as pole and line, which should be properly regulated. And last but not least, the electricity rate would not increase due to the rise in the price of natural gas in the international markets, since there is a contract with a fixed price between AES Colón and the distributors. Now, currently a quarter or 26% of the electricity consumed in the country is generated with liquefied natural gas from the AES Colón plant. And that's it. Those are some of the things that we'll be looking at in more detail later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock.
Show me the way, oh, oh.
Oh, there we go. Yes, that was, of course, Deborah Harry there and French Kiss in the USA. And it was preceded by Peter Frampton and Show Me the Way. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to move to the year 1982 with a song from ABC. Always a good way to learn your alphabet, that one. It's a track coming off of their 1982, their studio album, Lexicon of Love. Brilliant album. It's called All of My Heart. Making our way to 13 and a half minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. I'm sorry, it's Monday. There's not much I can do about that. Oh yes, All of My Heart. Typical 1980s synth pop, doesn't it? Love it. ABC, All of My Heart. And Did quite nicely for them as well. It was released as a single in the UK and peaked at number 5 on a UK singles chart. B-side, by the way, was an instrumental version of the same song. Alphaville there, and Forever Young. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we are 6.5 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Let's pump up some jam. Oh, it's breakfast time, is it? Let's pump up some marmalade.
Pump up the jam, pump it up, while your feet are stumping, and the jam is pumping, look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more, get the party going on the dance floor. That's where the party's at, and you find out if you do that. The party's at, and you find out if you do that.
There we go. Yes, that's it. Pump Up the Jam from Tektronik. It's enough jam for one morning. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're 3 minutes away from the top of the hour, 7 o'clock.
If you do want me, give me a lift to show.
Brenton was there, and give me some kind of sign, girl. And that's Borders. We're just making our way up to the top of the hour, up to 7 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. How about a special night out with a loved one? A gourmet dinner with a spectacular Las Vegas-style show. Right here in Panama City. Emotions Dinner Theatre at the Mirage Casino on the 5th floor. Eurostar Hotel. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Every company really needs to have strong foundations, don't they? Especially if you work in the world of construction. Therefore, you need to speak to the people that can make those foundations. Cementos Progreso. The present and the future are built because building is the engine that moves them. Have a word with our friends at Cementos Progreso.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
And it is time for us to take a look at some of the international news for this Monday morning. Of course, starting off with Ukraine. Ukraine has defied a Russian demand that its forces lay down arms before dawn on Monday in Mariupol, where hundreds of thousands of civilians have been trapped in a city under siege and already laid to waste by Russian bombardment. Russia's military had ordered Ukrainians inside the besieged southeastern city to surrender by 5 a.m., saying that those who do so would be permitted to leave through safe corridors. There can be no question of any surrender, laying down of arms in the city. This is according to Ukrainian Deputy Prime Minister Irina Vereshchuk responded. We've already informed the Russian side about this, they said. Well, Ukraine described the situation in Mariupol on Monday as very difficult and said it had been unable to establish a new safe corridor to evacuate civilians from the besieged city after it defied a Russian ultimatum to surrender. The Kremlin on Monday said Europe would be hit hard in the event of an embargo on Russian oil, striking the continent's energy balance, but would not affect the United States. Some European Union foreign ministers are pushing for an oil embargo as part of further sanctions against Russia in efforts to punish Moscow over events in Ukraine. And about 25,000 Ukrainians have arrived in Spain since Russia launched its invasion on the 24th of February, though only 9,000 of them have registered so far with the authorities, Spanish Migration Minister José Luis Escriva said on Monday. A China Eastern Airlines passenger jet with 132 people on board crashed in the mountains of southern China on Monday while on a flight from the city of Kunming to Guangzhou. The jet involved in the accident was a Boeing 737 aircraft, and the number of casualties was not immediately known, state broadcaster CCTV reported. Rescue services were on their way to the scene, it said, and there was no word on the cause of the crash. The plane was a six-year-old 737-800 aircraft, according to Flight Radar 24. And there are some videos, actually, on YouTube. I'm not sure exactly, assume it's true, but it shows an aircraft. They say the aircraft came down nose first at straight down at about 400 miles an hour. That's very sad. US and British officials will begin 2 days of meetings in Baltimore on Monday to discuss strengthening trade ties as the United States and its allies ratchet up pressure on Russia over its war in Ukraine and China for failing to condemn it. Senior U.S. trade officials described the talks, which include a tour of the Port of Baltimore and meetings with U.S. workers and industry executives, as a broad effort to take stock of the $153 billion bilateral trade relationship, with specific irritants to be set aside and dealt with in separate talks. Hong Kong plans to relax some anti-COVID-19 measures next month, lifting a ban on flights from nine countries, reducing quarantine and reopening schools after a backlash from business and residents. The moves announced on Monday by Chief Executive Carrie Lam come as many countries shift to trying to live with the virus rather than trying to keep it out. Residents in the Chinese-ruled territory have become increasingly frustrated with the stringent measures, many of which have been in place for over 2 years. The Biden administration has formally determined that violence committed against the Rohingya minority in Myanmar's military amounts to genocide and crimes against humanity, U.S. officials told Reuters, a move that advocates say should bolster efforts to hold the junta that now runs Myanmar accountable. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will announce the decision on Monday at the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, U.S. officials have reported. Now, this currently features an exhibit on the plight of the Rohingya and comes nearly 14 months after he took office and pledged to conduct a new review of the violence. German Economy Minister Robert Habeck, visiting Gulf states to discuss long-term energy supplies, said on Monday they should not profit from global sanctions against Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. I'm not asking that they join the sanctions, but I ask not to be a profiteer of European and US sanctions, Habeck told reporters in the United Arab Emirates capital, Abu Dhabi, following a visit to Qatar. A German politician who mobilized a protest against a now-sanctioned Russian resident of his resort town has attracted a following, but also angry emails and a threatening phone call. This mirrors Germany's ambivalence to becoming a sanctuary for wealth in a culture that cherishes privacy, but the critics say has allowed the mega-rich to squirrel away assets in secrecy. And while Britain, France, Italy and Spain have seized yachts and other property since Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the subsequent imposition of sanctions on influential Russians, Germany appears to have been sitting on their hands. And that's it. There's our look. That's some of the international news for you here on this morning's breakfast show. And let me just say a couple of good mornings. Yes, we've got to that time of the day. We're 7 minutes up, by the way, after seven. Let me say a very good morning to Ingrid. Oh, I got a... Don't go away. I normally have it on silent. Let me say good morning. Ingrid just dropped me a little line, and she says, and a happy birthday. To me, that's all rather nice, isn't it? And also Rui and Phil there in Mexico, God bless. They sent me a note that says, happy birthday, Jerry. Send this email over the weekend. Yeah, I got that. Thank you so much. And they just sent it over WhatsApp. Recorded this last year, but it's still good. Have a happy day and a great year ahead. Thank you, Rowena and Phil.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jerry. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Oh, I love it. You should make an album. Thank you so much for that, Rowena and Phil. There also Andreas Clemente, good morning to him. And big thanks. And also a big thanks to Yasmin. Yasmin bought me a nice new T-shirt. I'll have to sort of model that for you later so she can put it onto Instagram. In excess on The Breakfast Show. Need you tonight. That's it.
Okay.
Thank you. In excess there. And need you tonight. I tell you what we're going to be doing in a roundabout. We're going to take another couple of pieces. Well, one piece of music at least, I think. And then we'll take a look, see what the weather's doing for today. Say right now, looking out there, it's a little bit cloudy this morning. Which will no doubt, that'll That'll please Mary Lou this morning. And then bottom of the hour, 7:30, we'll take a look at some of the international business news for this morning as well. Now, rummaging around the internet over the weekend, looking for some music, see what's happening around the world of music. I told you earlier on I found a new album by Brian Adams, and I'm going to be playing the title track off that, which is called So Happy It Hurts. But first impressions, it was pretty good. I also came across this one. This comes from the Jonas Brothers. Who's in your head? I don't think there's anything in my head this morning at all.
You move like magic, you move like time. You hide your heart disguise. When you cry diamonds, yeah, they shine. But they blind my eyes. Now I hear the whispers every night, even when I'm dreaming. So tell me, baby, what you ever mind? I wanna know who's in your head, stealing your heart while I'm still bleeding. Who's in your bed, wrapped in your arms while I ain't sleeping? You're lost in your head, oh, head, oh. I just wanna know. Now who's in your head? Like danger, but I don't mind the way you're talking with your eyes. You leave me broken, I can't lie. It gets me every time. And now I hear the whispers every night, even when I'm dreaming. So tell me, baby, what you have for mine. I wanna know.
There we go, yes, the Jonas Brothers and Who's in Your Head. I tell you what, it's absolutely amazing. And Yasmin just sent me over all the people. There's loads of people who've wished me a happy birthday on Instagram. That's so nice. You know, sitting here, I never know if anybody's listening. That's really nice. Thank you to everybody that's sending me these messages. That's lovely. Thank you. And by the way, Renee's given us a weather report. She says it's sprinkling over here in Albrook. Don't worry, you can get tablets for that. Right, let's. I tell you what, let's do that. Let me get it up on the screen. Let's take a look and see what the weather is doing for today. We're going to start, as we do, over there in Costa Arriba, in the province of Colón. It does say here, maximum temperature today over there is going to be 31 degrees Celsius, with 24 being the minimum. 37 degrees Celsius, that's going to be the thermal sensation, with relative humidity at 82%. There's going to be a chance of isolated showers during the course of this morning, this afternoon, and tonight it'll be partially cloudy. Moving over to this side of the isthmus, we're going to take a look at West Panama. 34 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature, with 22 being the minimum. 38 degrees Celsius thermal sensation. It's going to feel quite warm, but shouldn't be too sticky because relative humidity is at 65%. Partially cloudy for this morning, isolated showers in the afternoon, and we're back to partially cloudy to night. Moving along to The metropolitan area, which is where we're sitting right now, 34 degrees Celsius, is going to be the maximum temperature, 23 the minimum. Thermal sensation is going to feel the same as just down the road there at West Panama, at 38 degrees, 60% relative humidity. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning, isolated showers during the afternoon, and partially cloudy tonight. I can tell you now, I wouldn't call it partially cloudy. It might be a little bit later on, but right now I don't think we've seen the sun yet this morning. So that's it. Let's take a look out in the Gulf of Panama, see how they're getting on over there today. They've got 32 degrees Celsius being their maximum temperature, which is a little bit lower than the rest of us. 25 degrees Celsius being the minimum temperature, with 37 degrees being the thermal sensation. Relative humidity, that is at 74%. So that's not too bad for them over there, is it? Now, let's see. That's it. Let's take a look and see what's going to be doing. Partially cloudy this morning. Partially cloudy this afternoon. Isolated showers tonight out there in the Gulf. Now, let's move along and see what's happening with the maritime conditions for today, starting with the tides. We're going to start in the Pacific. Pacific today, we've got two up and one down. We've got the high tide, that was at 5.52 this morning, just before we started. That was 4.82 metres high tide. Low tide, that'll be at 1 minute before midday, at 11.59 a.m., minus 0.24 of a metre. And the last high tide, this going to be 6.08 tonight, that's going to be spot on, 5 metres, 5 metre high tide tonight. On the Caribbean coast, we've got a full set, we've got two up, two down, starting with the high tide, that was at 3.10 this morning, that was 0.27 of a metre. Low tide will be at 10.44 this morning, minus 0.06 of a metre. High tide again, 4.28 in the afternoon, 0.06 of a metre. And low tide, 8.37 tonight, minus 0.03 of a metre. And just to recap though, because the low tide at 10.44 this morning is minus 0.06, and then we've got the high tide at 4.28, which will be 0.06, a plus. And then that last one, of course, the low tide, 8.37 tonight, that'll be 0.03 of a metre. Very little movement over there. It's always intriguing me. I tell you that every day though, don't I? Let's take a look, see what's happening with the actual sea conditions. You've got a small craft advisory for you over there on the Caribbean for this morning. 25 to 35 kilometre an hour winds coming from the north-northeast. And waves, they're going to be at 5 feet. If you're boarding this morning, take it easy. Small craft advisory continues into the afternoon. Not much difference, 20 to 35 kilometres an hour wind coming from the north-northeast, 5 foot waves. So pretty much the same as the morning. Moving on to the Pacific, we've got a small craft advisory for this morning. 25 to 35 kilometre an hour winds coming from the north-northwest, with 3 foot waves. That's for this morning. This afternoon, still got that small craft advisory. And, the wind has changed from the north-northwest to the north-northeast in the afternoon. 25 to 35 kilometre an hour winds, no change there. Waves have come down a little bit though. They have come down. They've come down to 3 feet. And as Nelson would say, after the rain. That's what it's called. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're making our way to 21 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. As I mentioned, Nelson and After the Rain. I tell you what, if you took Coldplay and you put Coldplay together with BTS, what would you get? You'd get My Universe.
We are made of each other, baby. You, you are.
There we go. CCR, Cleveland's Clearwater Revival. And up and around the bend. I know how they feel. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're at the bottom of the hour. Just quickly to remind you, because you've often heard us talking about the Shriners and the great work that they do. Well, they've got a little event coming up on the 25th. This coming Friday, they have got a disco retro night up there. That's going to be up there at the Shriners building in Albrook, which is right next to, I think, is it the Albrook Hotel? I think so. I'll go up there every day, or most days. I forget what it's called. But anyway, just look up Ambleside Shriners. You'll find that's where it is. That is a disco retro night. Oh, fit in nicely with me, wouldn't it? And that's going to be in benefit of the committee to which raises money for the transportation of the children up to the States. And the entrance fee is only $5. Doesn't get much better than that, does it? $5 donation, and you're helping the kids as well. That's on Friday, 25th of March, from, let me just say, closed from 8 o'clock. Up there at the Albrook, up there in Albrook at the Shriners building. So do go on, that'll be great fun. I get my bell bottoms out, my platform shoes, and my pilot's license. I have to wear those when I wear my high heel shoes.
It's Morning Radio, the Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And thank you, Renee. Yes, it is the Albrook Inn. Wouldn't believe I go up there quite often, do you? Right, let's take a look at some of the international business news for this morning. All right, there's arguably little central banks can do to tame surging energy and commodity prices other than try to limit second-round effects as they are being absorbed by the economy. With oil prices jumping over $3 this morning and Brent above $110 a barrel, investors will be keen to hear later on today from Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell and European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde how monetary policy can adjust without rocking the boat on the recovery. Strategists are indeed keeping a close eye on the spread between yields of US 2-year and 10-year notes, now fearing an inversion of that part of the curve could signal an impending recession. Right, let's see. In Germany, producers' prices, the PPI, show another 1.4% rise on the month, though slightly less than expected. Giving another update about how the Eurozone's biggest economy is coping after investor sentiment suffered a record slide in March, with collapsing expectations making a recession a scenario that can no longer be totally dismissed. Oil prices, we mentioned earlier on, let me give a bit more details. Oil prices jumped more than $3, as we mentioned on Monday. Brent crude climbing above $111 a barrel as European Union nations considered joining the United States in a Russian oil embargo. And after a weekend attack on Saudi oil facilities. Brent crude futures were up $3.40 or 3.2% at $111.33 a barrel. That's by 9:58 GMT time, adding to a 1.2% rise on Friday. U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude futures rose $3.65 or 3.5% to $108.35, extending a 1.7% jump last Friday. United States President Joe Biden's warning of consequences for any aid that China may give to Russia's Ukraine war effort could force Chinese President Xi Jinping to choose between a long-standing lucrative trade relationship with the West and a growing strategic partnership with Moscow. Now, based on trade flows alone, Beijing has a lot at stake following Biden's nearly two-hour video call with Xi on Friday, with the White House confirming that sanctions on China were an option. Russia's biggest cargo airline, Volga-Dnepr Group, has suspended all flights using Boeing aircraft due to Western sanctions, it said on Friday. Sanctions have cut off the supply of most aircraft and parts to Russia. The United States and Europe have closed their airspace to Russian airlines, and Moscow has responded by imposing the same measure on them. United States home sales fell by the most in a year in February, as a perennial shortage of houses and double-digit price growth continued to squeeze first-time buyers out of the market. With mortgage rates rising above 4% for the first time in nearly 3 years, sales are likely to slow this year, though that would do little to curb house price inflation. Contracts to buy previously owned houses, a leading indicator of home sales, that fell for 3 straight months through January. Union workers were removed from a Chevron Corporation oil refinery near San Francisco hours ahead of a deadline to begin the first labor strike at the gasoline-producing plant in more than 40 years. More than 500 United Steelworkers members were bussed out of the plant on Sunday evening and replaced by non-union staff. No new contract talks are planned, said USW Local 5 First Vice President BK. That's BK White in an interview. I mean, that's the idea, isn't it? Want to ruin the business? Okay, find another job. Volkswagen will form joint ventures with Huayou Cobalt and Xinshan Group to secure nickel and cobalt supplies for electric vehicles in China, the world's number one car market, and to slash costs at a time of surging raw material prices. The move is part of a 30 billion euro, that's around about 33 billion US dollars, pushed by the world's second largest car maker to build a network of battery cell factories and secure more direct access to vital raw materials that are needed to supply them. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway Inc. has struck an $11.6 billion deal to buy Allegheny Group, the owner of reinsurer TransRe. This is just weeks after the 91-year-old billionaire bemoaned the lack of good investment opportunities. Allegheny adds to Berkshire's already large insurance portfolio, which includes Geico, auto insurance, general reinsurance, and a unit that insures against major and unusual risks. Tesla Chief Executive Officer Elon Musk appears to be headed to Berlin from Austin, Texas. The Twitter user Elon Jet, who tracks the movements of Musk's private jet, posted on Monday. Tesla received a conditional go-ahead for its gigafactory near Berlin earlier in March, ending months of delay for the plant, and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz will visit the factory on Tuesday. Gennady Timoshenko, a longtime ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin, resigned from the board of gas producer Novatek on Monday after he was targeted by sanctions over Russia's military campaign in Ukraine. Novatek, Russia's largest private natural gas producer, did not provide a reason for his resignation. A representative of Timoshenko, who had served on the company's board of directors since 2009, declined to make any comment. And Russian businessman Roman Abramovich transferred a company that he controlled with tens of millions of dollars of investments to a director of English soccer club Chelsea on the day that Russia invaded Ukraine, UK corporate filings have shown. It was the second time that Chelsea owner Abramovich moved assets to a close associate before Britain and the European Union imposed sanctions on him this month. And last but not least, Microsoft Corporation's Bing, this is the only major foreign search engine available in China, said a relevant government agency has required it to suspend its auto-suggest function in China for 7 days. The suspension marks the second of its kind for Bing since December and arrives amid an ongoing crackdown on technology platforms and algorithms from Beijing. China's internet users first spotted the suspension on Saturday. That's it. There we go. What a bit to get through there in the international business news for this morning. Time, we are 20 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. And, well, guess who's on the radio? Donna Summer. Isn't that nice? Goes, yes, on the radio. That's Donna Summer. I'm not the only one on the radio. And that's a good old disco track, isn't it? That sort of fits in quite well with that event they've got going on at the Shriners on Friday. If you like disco, that's the way to do it. And let me say, it's been so nice this morning, because today's a bit of a special day, as you've probably heard, for me. And I just want to say a very good morning to Yvonne. She wished me, Yvonne Laura, good morning to you, Yvonne. She wished me a very happy birthday. And she actually sent me this, and I thought, I'll play it, why not? This is from Yvonne.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday dear Jerry, happy birthday to you. Just heard it was your special day. Congratulations, Jerry. I hope you enjoy it to the max, and all the best for this new year of life. May it be full of lots of happiness, love, especially good health, abundance, and many, many blessings. Sending you a big hug. All the best. And thanks for all you do and for keeping us entertained day to day. We really appreciate you and your program. Lots of love. Ciao, ciao.
Oh, thank you so much, Yvonne. A lovely, what a sweet lady. Oh, we're good friends. Oh, thank you very much for that, Yvonne. Here's Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. And, I suppose I haven't changed much. I'm still the same. That's what this is called. I'm going to follow that with this new one from Brian Adams. That's it. That's still the same. As I said, following on from this would be, this is the title track off of Brian Adams' new album. It's great. So happy it hurts. Ah, that sums me up this morning.
I'm I'm so happy it hurts.
Tell you what, it's great, isn't it? He's still got it as our Bryan Adams, isn't he? He hasn't changed at all. And the album, I haven't listened to all of it. I only downloaded it, I think it was yesterday. And it was released on the 11th of March. But what I've heard of it so far, very, very good. Great to hear him back. Bryan Adams there. That's the title track of the album, So Happy It Hurts. And moving on. Now for something completely different. Kane Brown and Black Bear. This is called Memory.
I wanna live life fast. I don't know how to slow down. Wanna get high. I don't know how to calm down. Help me now. I'm running on empty. And I don't wanna be a memory. Am I the only one that's coming numb? Emotions building up, they start to run. Bottles on the shelf, I'm about to run. Doing everything I wish that I can undo. I'm by myself.
Through my text now, trying to find the things I never said to prove a point. I'ma roll my feelings in a joint. Pieces of the story that got left out, I checked out. Wish it was a wish it was a wish it was a phase. Nothing you could do and there's nothing you could say. Running from the running from the running from the pain. I gotta get away. Be a memory, live life fast. I don't know how to slow down. Wanna get high. I don't know how to calm down. Help me now. I'm running on empty. And I don't wanna be a memory.
I'm the only one that's coming on.
And I don't wanna be a memory.
Bottles on the shelf, I'm about to run.
And I don't wanna be a memory.
I'm by myself. And
I don't wanna be a memory.
And that's it. That's what it's called. It's called Memory. And if you keep your eye on the time, we're 4 minutes away from the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. And we'll be looking at the local news. And also, don't forget, coming up in the next hour, we'll be checking in with our intrepid outdoor reporter, an everyday story of country folk. That's Ingrid. We're checking in with Yasmin as well, see how her weekend went. And of course, in the last hour, Yasmin, I'm sure, will have a probably have a couple of Born on This Day in music for us. Take us up to the top of the hour. Justin Hayward, John Lodge, blue guitar.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
Whoa! Valet Motors, best car service around Panama. WhatsApp them at 6431-0419. Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
Do you know that there's a restaurant with live shows, Las Vegas style, in Panama City? It's called Emotions Dinner Theatre, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. From 7pm to 3am, the dinner and show everyone is talking about at Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
Welcome to Burlesque.
I tell you what, I just want to tell you quickly about another good event which is coming up, and it's actually at the same place as the Emotions and Dinner Theatre. It's all about crypto. Now, if you're anything like me and been trying to get your head around crypto for years, here's a great opportunity for you. It's going to be on Saturday afternoon, starting at 5 o'clock, going through to 8 o'clock. So that's this coming Saturday, 26th of March, and they've got special guests Tone Vase and Joff Paradise. Now, if you remember, Joff was the one who came in here the other week and was chatting to us about cryptocurrency, and I must admit, for the first time, it was in a language I could understand. So if you're interested in that, if you're still sort of foggy about crypto, a little bit like I am, that's starting at 5 o'clock on Saturday. This is at the same place as Emotions Dinner Theatre. In other words, that's on the go to the Casino Mirage on the 5th floor. Now, that's in the street that goes from the Marriott. It is up to Via España, where the Continental Hotel is. It's just before you get going up that street, before you get to the Continental Hotel. So that's all about crypto on Saturday afternoon. Starts at 5, goes through till 8, so it's going to be very comprehensive. And it's a talking by Tony Vase, Geoff Paradise, and some others as well. 5 p.m. on Saturday. Open bar, by the way, until 7 p.m. That's Casino Mirage, 5th floor. Yeah, what a great event. Say, because I can't get, you know, it's difficult, isn't it, for old people. We can't treat old people new tricks, can you? Absolutely not. We're just after 15 after the hour of 8 o'clock. Oh, there we go. That's Asia and Soul Survivor bringing us back from the local news. If you just tuned in, by the way, and you just missed it, don't worry. We do have it again for you at 9 o'clock. So I've been so busy this morning with all these nice wishes coming in. Don't know which hand to use next. Big thanks to everybody. I've got one here from Ashley. He says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and your faithful listeners. Many happy returns to the day. Have a great birthday, Jerry, and many more to come. Thank you for that. He says, God bless. Here's one of your fave singers. And ask me to play this one. Sit back, relax, enjoy. Close your eyes. Listen to Shirley Bassey singing Feelings.
Feelings. Nothing more than feelings. Trying to forget. My feelings of love, teardrops rolling down on my face, trying to forget my feelings of love.
Again in my arms.
Oh, yes, Shirley Bassey and Feelings. I tell you what, old Shirley, she can belt them out, you know. Talking about belting them out.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Happy Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Happy Friday. It's here. It's Friday. It's freaky. It's Freaky Friday. Fun facts.
That's the wrong one. I keep trying to play this one.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Beautiful Sunday. Oh, I'm one day behind. Beautiful Monday morning. Looking out over the city. I do believe the sun comes up sooner over here. That or it's blocked by the edge of the crater where we're staying up in El Valle. Because the sun popped out about 6-something in this morning. And I was just like, wow. Normally, I get up when the sun gets up. And lately, I've been getting up later, because the sun comes up later in El Valle. But I'm seeing it here, and it is divine. I've forgotten how much I enjoy being in the city. It's almost like, you know, taking a vacation from the countryside, if you can say that. It is beautiful morning. The sun is shining, and there's some nice, floofy clouds. The traffic on the... If I was in New York, I'd say, you'd hear this. The traffic on the FDR is packed up. But you know how that is. It's not there. It's actually looking pretty good, but again, it's pretty early. And there's a little school down there, and looks like everybody did their laundry. I remember sitting up here about 2 years ago in the beginning of quarantine saying, what am I going to do? I'm stuck in the house. What am I going to do? Anyway, so everything's looking nice. I noticed that driving into the city yesterday, the Wayacan trees, the beautiful yellow trees, are kind of clustered together. And then these purple ones, I don't know, are those called jacarandas? Those are all grouped together. It would be so cool if the purple trees and the yellow trees could actually be closer together and make some beautiful patterns. But they're still beautiful as they are. And it was a beautiful drive. Very uneventful. I like driving in on Sunday mornings. It seems to be a good hour to avoid trenque. Trenque, trenque. I made it in less than 2 hours, which is a really nice thing. All right, I got a few things to do today. Kitty Cat Clarence is here to see his doctor because he's either got laryngitis or he's swallowed something, or he can, when he goes to meow, it comes out, and he's got a big, loud voice, and that's not like him. So we're going to take him in to the vet, have him look at him, probably, you know, see what's going on, hopefully get him cured up. Okay, everything's good. Keep washing those hands, stay away from people, and back to you in the studio.
Big thank you to Ingrid there for this morning's link up. Got there in, nearly had Freaky Fun Facts Friday again, didn't we? That one was from Los Straitjackets, called Heart of the City. That's where Ingrid is right now. This one is Al Green together with Lyle Lovett. Funny how time slips away. Tell me about it.
Well, hello there. Been a long time. How am I doing?
his life.
It was only yesterday.
Ain't it funny how time slips away?
I remember that's the same thing you told me yesterday.
Ain't it funny how time slips away?
Back in time.
Remember what I told you. In time you're gonna pay.
Ain't it funny how time slips
There we go, Al Green, love it, and people clapping. Funny, time slips away. I tell you what, be careful with time, because it doesn't just slip away, it disappears, I can tell you. And you sort of end up, find yourself looking back saying, good grief, that's good. What's happened? It's all gone so quickly. And today being another birthday. You know, it's I haven't played the... Somebody said, you haven't played your happy birthday song. Well, you don't really play that for yourself, do you? But I do have a good excuse, because, now this is a true story. My parents separated when I was very young, and I ended up living in a town called Upminster in Essex, living with my grandparents, my mother and my aunt and whatever. Lovely family, really happy times. And I sort of lived there, and I, of course, eventually came out to Panama. And my mother was introduced to a chap called Chris Glasgow. And we found out that, you know, he was a good friend. What we found out was that Chris, his mother knew my grandmother. So when I was a kid playing out in the street, Chris probably walked past and we met here in Panama. And that's not all. We both share the same day. as a birthday. Yep, it's Chris's birthday today. So very happy Chris. Happy Chris. For you, this is happy birthday, all right, here on The Breakfast Show. And I'll share it with you. There you go. Happy birthday, Chris.
Birthday celebrations start now.
And a very happy good morning. Not a happy birthday. Happy good morning to Mary Lou. She wished me a happy birthday. And she also said, little Chris says, good day to everybody. Asked if I could play a track for her from Blues Delight. And it's called If I Had Money. It's another thing to wish for yourself on your birthday.
If I had money, I'd buy those people a place to stay. If I had money, I'd buy those people a place to stay. But all I got is a dime, and I got so little time. If I had faith, I'd get down on my knees. If I had faith, oh, I'd get down on my knees. But all I got is bad religion, and I got nowhere, nowhere to pray. Thank you.
up the whole mess. If I had magic, I'd clean up that awful mess.
started.
Tell you what, I couldn't resist those two. The first one was the request, that was from Mary Lou this morning, and Blues Delight, If I Had Money, and followed on there. Couldn't resist it. Chris Stapleton singing about Tennessee whiskey, and why not? This time it's 5 o'clock somewhere, you know that, don't you? Time on The Breakfast Show, 12 and a half minutes, that's before 9 o'clock. Top of the hour, if you miss the news at 8, got it for you again at 9, don't forget.
My first day.
There we go. That's by a band of horses, and it's called Kalinga. And it's time to say good morning to Yasmin.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. I haven't had a chance to talk to you yet.
Happy Monday and happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for my t-shirt. I'm wearing my t-shirt. Gotta take a picture, put it on Instagram.
Yes, you're welcome. I love it.
Yes, so do I. And
I
it's
love
mine.
The colours.
It's mine. No, it's lovely. It's a Yellow Submarine Beatles t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
It's lovely.
Oh, very colourful.
It is, like me.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
But so, I was going to talk to you earlier. I've been so big. I've got hands over here, hands over there. You know. Isn't it lovely, though? It's nice, isn't it? All these lovely people.
I know, yeah. They're very kind.
Yeah, everybody's very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And how was your weekend?
Ah, very good. We went on Saturday to La Chorrera,
mm-hmm.
to a family farm. And we had a great time feeding the animals.
Ah, right.
Mm-hmm. Taking photos, walking around. And they were talking about the farm life that they have. This is a family business.
All right.
And they started with the pandemic because, you know, they lost their jobs. So they started this little tour
mm-hmm.
for everybody, for kids, adults, and of course they love to explain to everybody the benefits of these farm animals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it was very interesting, and they look like they are very, you know, they very care about mm-hmm. the animals. Mm-hmm. They look very healthy. So that was nice.
Oh,
great time there.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. And the area is beautiful.
Where exactly?
It's at El Espino
mm-hmm.
in La Chorrera. And the road was perfect. Everything in the area was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful day, yes.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
How nice. I tell you, because you probably just heard me a few minutes ago mentoring a friend of mine, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Glasgow. It's his birthday today as well.
Oh, yes. Happy birthday.
Yeah. And as I said, you know, his mother knew my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And oh. So, yeah, and we met in Panama.
What?
Yeah, and he lived in the same town as me, and we actually met here, and his mother knew my grandmother. Is that really strange?
Oh, gosh, you always have those weird stories.
Yeah, well, I've had a weird life. So, but yesterday, it was a surprise for him, surprise party, which a lunch was put on by Sylvia, his lovely wife.
Uh-huh.
And so we met up for lunch yesterday. And it was really nice because I went to somebody else's birthday lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have to pay for one of my own. It's really nice. So Chris and Sylvia, thank you so much for inviting us to that. It was really, really enjoyable. Lovely afternoon.
That's cool. Yeah.
And met some of his co-workers from Orkney, which I knew when I was in the oil business.
Mm-hmm.
And they were there as well, which is all rather nice. And it's amazing. Everybody seems to listen to this program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
true.
Said, oh, yeah, and I didn't realize it was you. Neither did I. So, so it was a nice weekend.
Oh, yes.
Nice weekend.
We really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. All right. Are you going to have a couple of this day in music for us later?
Yes, for sure.
All right, mm-hmm. Great. All right. So there we are. Still to come on this morning's program. Time right now. We're just making our way to 5 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. one that's called Your Light comes from The Big Moon. And I tell you what, you know what that's done, that's brought us to this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. How about a special night out with a loved one? A gourmet dinner with a spectacular Las Vegas-style show. Right here in Panama City. Emotions Dinner Theatre at the Mirage Casino on the 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
It's a light, it's a step, it's a knee, it's a bliss.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Every company really needs to have strong foundations, don't they? Especially if you work in the world of construction. Therefore, you need to speak to the people that can make those foundations. Cementos Progreso. The present and the future are built because building is the engine that moves them. Have a word with our friends at Cementos Progreso.
Children of tomorrow.
two in a row. And, of course, you probably know the first one, Scorpions and Wind of Change, always a popular track. Followed on, that's the Adventurers and Broken Land. Breakfast show time is 23, coming down for 23 and a half minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. And we'll take another piece of music in a second, and then we'll check in with Yasmin and see what's happening with Born on this day in music. Might have been born, but nothing to do with music, that's me. Let's take a look, though. Let's take a little bit of a rummage around what's happening in the world of tech this morning. And it says here, leaked audio reveals that Amazon's ambition is to be a significant disruptor in healthcare. In a recording of a company all-hands meeting in November, CEO Andy Jassy says Amazon Care is one of the innovations that most excites him. Amazon Care, the company's new primary care business, connects patients with doctors over text and video. And in some locations, mails prescriptions and dispatches a nurse to people's homes. Now, according to internal documents and seven people familiar with the matter, Amazon is looking to expand its primary care business through partnerships and new services. Now, the company is aiming to combine Amazon Care with its online pharmacy and health diagnostics, offering to ultimately become a one-stop shop for healthcare. Not too bad, is it? Won't get down this far, will it? Let's take that next piece of music. Now, this is off of a great album, Eric Clapton and Friends. Here is Eric Clapton together with Mark Knopfler. She left with no goodbye. Two classics there, really, isn't it? I do like the guitar work of Mark Knopfler. And there he is together with Eric Clapton, who I like everything about. It's time to check back with Yasmin, see what's happening to Stay Music. There you go, Yas. How's your morning been?
Oh, very nice.
So far, so good.
Exactly.
I just made my birthday coffee. Put my Mandinga coffee rum in my coffee.
To celebrate.
All I need now is to go and get my cigars.
No cigars.
No. Oh.
It's going to be a healthy birthday.
We don't inhale cigars, you know that. You don't, you just puff on them. It's the flavour. Oh. Anyway, hey, tell me, you've been having your rummage around this morning. What have we got this day in music?
Mm-hmm. Born this day in music.
Me.
Yes, you. And also Sheep Taylor.
Oh, that's right, yes.
In 1940.
I wasn't born then.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy to say.
He was an American songwriter noted for writing Angel of the Morning and Wild Thing, a major hit for the Trucks in 1966. His songs have been covered by a wide range of artists.
Mm. You know that one, Wild Thing by the Trucks?
Oh, that's my, listen to it.
That's my era.
Okay.
I think you'll recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Let's see.
There we go. Yes, the Trogs and Wild Thing. You've heard that one before, haven't you? Yes.
Oh, yes. I love their style.
We played that here on the Breakfast Show. Mm-hmm. You see, now that was released in 1966.
Mm-hmm.
So I was 17.
Oh, okay.
So what year was I born in? 49.
Okay.
Same year as?
I don't know. Eddie Money?
There we go. Happy birthday, Eddie. I never realised that until you looked it up.
Oh, yes. American singer, songwriter and multi-instrumentalist, who is well known for the 1970s and 1980s songs like Baby Hold On, Two Tickets to Paradise and Maybe I'm a Fool.
Okay, and I'm going to play. There's one for each of us, yes.
One for each one.
Yeah, there's one for each. One for you, one for me.
Oh.
Two Tickets to Paradise.
Okay.
Thank you.
There we go, yes.
Nice.
How was it? You enjoyed Paradise?
Yes, of course.
There we go.
I wonder if that is his real last name, Money.
I don't know. Wouldn't mind changing my name for that. Don't think it would make much difference, though, do you? So, yeah, I tell you what, there's one way to find out. Let me just take a look on here, see what it says, because it tells me... There we go. Eddie Money. Mm-hmm. And let's see. Aha! He was born Edward Joseph Mahoney.
Oh, okay.
You see?
And kind of money.
he sort of took out the A&H.
Uh-huh.
And that left him with money.
Oh, that's cool.
There we go. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and that's what we know. See, there you are. Yeah, a lot of people change their names, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm Jerry D.
Yes. Exactly.
Which is short. Because otherwise it's too long.
Mm-hmm.
So, for the rest of the day, I guess you've already done your supermarket shopping.
Yes, I did just.
Yes, okay. Mm-hmm. Good. I'm getting to know your habits off by light. So, what are you going to be doing today?
Okay, tonight, well, not tonight, it's at 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
The French Alliance is going to have the movie called, I don't remember, it's a French name, but it's commemorating the International Day of Down Syndrome.
Oh, right,
so
okay.
So it's going to be at 5 p.m. You can find the link on Zoom, because it's going to be online, on their Instagram, Alianza Francesa de Panama, and everybody can watch it. It looks very interesting, so I'm going to watch that at 5 p.m. today.
Okay, and tomorrow, talking about Alliance Francaise, they're coming back on the program, aren't they? For their weekly visit.
Oh, yes.
And that's not all. They're coming in with the Ambassador of Canada.
Exactly.
Which is going to be rather nice, because they've got they're going to be talking about the movie that they've got coming out on the 29th.
Exactly.
We've got a busy week this week. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Yeah, you don't really take my feelings into account at all. So we've got that tomorrow, together with Sarah, of course. They are the Alliance Francaise and the Ambassador of Canada. They're going to be with us at the 8:30, around about that time. 9:30, of course, we'll be linking up with our feisty foodie, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Wednesday, of course, we've got movie review with Andres.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got on to some serious business. Okay, because we're going to be talking about Mandinga Rum.
Mm-hmm.
See, they're going to come. Who's coming in to chat with us about that?
I have to find out the name.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be Gabriel, because he was the one who did the tasting.
Oh, yeah, yes, that was Gabriel, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's going to be good. So that's a good day. We'll make that one last. and then on Thursday, we've got All Being Well, Dr. Computer, if he can join us, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's that one at 9:30 on?
Jackie Plummer, the Panamanian singer.
Of course, yes. The one we were talking about.
Yep.
The one you saw at, believe it or not, Alliance Francaise, was it?
Yes.
Yes. Is there anything else? I mean, I'm surprised you can fit in time to come in and visit us in the mornings, you know. But she was there, and we also saw her at the Mac Museum.
Yes.
And she's incredible. And
she's also busy. She's also busy singing everywhere.
No, that's it. She sings it, and hopefully she'll be singing with us.
Oh, yes, of course.
I hope she brings her guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, look forward to that. So we've got booze on Wednesday and music on Thursday. It's a good week this week.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I think I'll come in. All right, yes, well, enjoy your day.
Thank you.
Have
you
fun.
Too,
and I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
And by the way, something else that's happening. Well, here's the thing, yes, because remember when we had Geoff Paradise?
Oh,
he
yes.
came in, he was talking to us about crypto currency.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And so for about the first time, somebody actually talked about it and I could understand it.
Yes, that's true.
Well, he's doing a thing on Saturday afternoon together with Tone Vase.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be at the Emotions Dinner Theatre, which is his business as well. And it's called Crypto. It's Saturday afternoon, the 26th, so that's next Saturday, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. They're going to be talking about crypto, and say that's Tony Bays and Geoff Paradise. Starts at 5 o'clock in the late afternoon, and it goes through till about 8 o'clock. There's an open bar for $30, and that's until 7 p.m. So there we go. So that's a good one. Yeah, I mean, I could take if my mother, God bless her, was still alive, I'd have taken her along to that. We could make about $90 profit. She loved that open bar. Yeah. That's on the fifth floor at the Casino Mirage, all right? That's at the Emotions in the Theatre. It's on the fifth floor, starting at 5 o'clock on Saturday, okay? Saturday the 26th. From 5 till 8, Tone Vase and Drop Paradise talking about crypto. Mm-hmm. And a friend and I, you'll find it quite quite interesting, because it's one of these things not easy to get your head around, is it? Yes.
Exactly, yes.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Money. We're back to the same thing, Eddie.
Yes.
Time on the Breakfast Show. We are 17 and a half minutes. That's before the hour of 10 o'clock. We're on 89.3. That's Call FM. Here's Melissa Etheridge.
Let me. I wanna come over. The hell with the consequence. You told me you love me. That's all.
Want to Come Over is what that's called. That's Melissa Etheridge there. Great song. We're making our way up towards 12 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to play a last request from George Michael, and we'll follow that with one last song. Why not?
Bye.
There we go. Yes, I told you two of them. There. We started off with George Michael and A Last Request. In fact, that's also I Want Your Sex Part 3 is what that's also. And then Sam Smith, as I mentioned, and that was One Last Song. And that's exactly what it was, the last song on today's program. That worked out rather well. Getting a little bit professional, aren't we? So let's say this morning, big thanks to everybody. Big thanks to Ingrid for her checking in this morning. And she's back here in the city. Of course, a great big thanks to my producer, my social media, my everything. And for my nice new T-shirt this morning, Beatles, the Yellow Submarine T-shirt. That's a T-shirt. That's, of course, to Gasmin. Of course, also for Born This Day in Music. She's been a busy girl this morning, and so have I. big thanks also to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom. And boys and girls, the group of Grado, keep us up and running. And most especially to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us this morning. Thank you all so much. What wonderful messages I got this morning for the birthday. That's all really very nice. It gives you that sort of little warm, fuzzy feeling inside, doesn't it? Yes, of course it does. So thank you all very much for that. I want you to enjoy your day. I hope to do the same thing. And what I want you to do is just be careful. See, the biological security things are still in force. Hopefully we're going to be able to get rid of our masks, especially outside, soon. We'll just have to see. But do be careful out there. Wear your masks for the time being. You will need a face shield if you're going on public transport. And, just generally sleep away, keep yourselves healthy. Because what do I want to be doing tomorrow? 6 o'clock in the morning? Want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right, from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama and in Cuento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.